Sometimes the best gifts are unexpected. I'm Maggie Hanlon.
And I'm Olivia Baldwin. We interviewed Professor La Quintano about his relationship with his dogs, Bella and Ruby, focusing on what it's like living with two dogs.
We were lucky. At the time, it was coming out of the pandemic, which meant that dogs that didn't shed, typically like poodles and shih tzus, were going for many, many thousands of dollars. But I have a friend who is a vet who is friend with a breeder. So I got two dogs that were hypoallergenic in quotation marks during the pandemic for free, which was something of a miracle.
This miracle was Bella and Ruby, the Red Standard Poodles.
Professor La Quintano got Bella and Ruby in October of 2020, and they were 3 years old when they came into his life. As far as he knows, they are sisters from the same litter.
Getting a poodle was a better option for Professor La Quintano's family because his oldest son is allergic to dogs. An article from Vet Ranch by Arthur Crowley called "Are Poodles Hypoallergenic?" states that poodles are considered to be one of the most hypoallergenic breeds because they have hair instead of fur and don't shed very much. However, they are not completely hypoallergenic as they still produce dander and can cause an allergic reaction in some people.
At first, Professor La Quintano only planned on getting Ruby, but when he arrived, the breeders encouraged him to get Bella too so they could remain together.
Well, poodles are really smart and they can use company. And if you get a second dog, it'll just make things easier on yourself because they'll keep each other company.
Though Professor La Quintano assumed that Bella and Ruby would exhibit stereotypical poodle behaviors, he soon learned that they were unique in their own way.
People say that poodles are one of the smartest dog breeds, and I'm not sure I see that yet. Then some things that Ruby does just makes me think she's like the dumbest animal in the world.
According to the American Kennel Club, typical poodles are eager, athletic, and wickedly smart dogs of remarkable versatility. So we asked Professor La Quintano what Bella and Ruby like to do.
Oh, they don't do anything. Yeah, that's the other thing, too. I could never get them to retrieve anything or play fetch. But in terms of, like, activities, they don't want to do anything.
Bella and Ruby do not reflect the behaviors of a typical standard poodle. This shows the variation of personalities that dog breeds can exhibit.
Besides just hearing about the stereotypes of poodle personalities, Professor La Quintano has also heard of the misconceptions of dog owning. However, he does not feel they are misconceptions.
From my perspective, all the conceptions were accurate. Kids want the dogs, they became my dogs. The vets are expensive. Groomers are even more expensive than the vet. My experience has been what I would think of as a stereotypical experience.
Professor La Quintano's experience, although unexpected, has lived up to many of the ideas he had previously heard, specifically the grooming, which is because poodles need to be groomed frequently. Professor La Quintano also had a lot to say about Bella and Ruby's personalities and how they interact with each other and other dogs.
Ruby is the boss unless there's an external threat, and then Bella is the boss. Whenever they wrestle in the backyard, it's always Bella rolling over so Ruby can like jump on top and grab her neck. So it looks like Bella, you know, is helping Ruby become tougher. But when push comes to shove, Bella is definitely the boss.
This reminded us of the play behavior that Lily Chin spoke about in her book Doggy Language, A Dog Lover's Guide to Understanding Your Best Friend. Chin says, when two dogs are playing, they may switch roles between being chased and chaser, top and bottom, or biter and bitten, predator and prey.
According to the American Kennel Club, dogs voluntarily make themselves vulnerable when playing by exposing their bellies and allowing themselves to be caught when playing chase. These behaviors indicate that their playing is safe and fun. This type of play is crucial to the social and physical development of dogs and allows them to develop confidence. In the case of Ruby and Bella, by letting Ruby jump on top of her, Bella is allowing her to build her confidence.
This interaction shows a lot about both Bella and Ruby's personalities. All dogs have unique personalities and different playing styles. Poodles, specifically, are known to be very playful and energetic. Professor La Quintano also speaks about Bella and Ruby's behaviors around other dogs.
They always want to play. They're very friendly. Bella kind of gets insulted that there's another dog on her turf, and she's not mean, but she definitely kind of nudges the other dog and lets it be known who's boss.
According to Wikipedia, poodles tend to be protective of their families and good with children. This is an explanation for Bella's territorial behaviors, which she exhibited towards the dog, who in her eyes was a potential threat to her family.
Next, we will explore Professor LaQuintano's relationship with Bella and Ruby.
Like most dog owners, Professor LaQuintano has developed a close relationship with his dogs, evident through their daily routine.
They know I go to the gym and then I come back and that's when I walk them. And so they know not to bother me before the gym, which is only at 7 o'clock. And then when I get back at 8:15, they're ready to go. And so their circadian clocks, the accuracy of that was pretty amazing.
Professor LaQuintano brings up a point discussed by Alexandra Horowitz in her book Inside of a Dog regarding a dog's ability to tell time. She states that dogs are naturally sensitive to activities that recur, meaning that our routines can cue a dog into what time of day it is. Because Professor LaQuintano is consistent when he walks Bella and Ruby, they developed a sense of time accordingly.
In addition to using humans as landmarks for time, dogs have internal mechanisms that operate similarly to a clock. As per their pacemaker, dogs are most active at dawn and in the evening, while reducing their activity in the afternoon.
Similarly, dogs make associations between objects and their function, which Professor LaQuintano gives an example of.
I always take plastic bags, and so if either of those two hear those plastic bags, they start going nuts because they think it's walk time.
Professor LaQuintano told us how impressed he is with how well the dogs know their routine and all of the special cues they pick up on. Without realizing it, Professor LaQuintano is coming to understand the canine umwelt.
Horowitz explains that the canine umwelt is imagining the point of view of the dog and capturing what life is like as the animal. By analyzing Bella and Ruby's personalities, routines, and understanding of the world, Professor LaQuintano has discovered his dog's unique umwelt.
We just kind of got used to each other's routines, and so the relationship changing over time is effectively they're just a little bit better at listening and we understand each other a little bit better.
Although Professor LaQuintano did not expect both Bella and Ruby to become a part of his life, he has built a lasting relationship which will continue to grow as he learns more about life from their perspective.
Professor LaQuintano's unique relationship with his dogs and their routine is an example of just how intertwined dogs and humans have become, which shows how the dog-human relationship is unlike any other relationship in the animal kingdom.